Rasoham apsukonte aprabhasmi shashi surya yoho pranava sarvavedeshu shabda ke paurusham yushu. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether and ability in man. As you probably know, Prabhupada used to quite often quote this verse in reply to the proposition, many people say, can you show me God? So Prabhupada would say that you should see God in the way He tells you to see Him. Not that you demand, come here immediately. If you don't come here immediately, then I won't believe in you and you won't exist. But Prabhupada would often quote this, that we can perceive the existence of Bhagavan in everything. Here, Lord Krishna has stated how some examples of how he can be perceived. As the essence or the active principle of everything. What is the essential principle of water? Taste. We cannot taste without water. So water, you can say it also has wetness. In the Bhagavatam, the description of some of the qualities of water are given. It's wetness, ability to dissolve other things, ability to cool other things. But the most important principle of water is taste. And the most important principle of the sun and the moon is the light that they give. In the modern age, we have neon lights. But in the village where there's no electric, if you're walking in the fields, it's quite possible to do so. Now it's Purnima tomorrow, so you can do so. But around the time of Amavasya, you even your hand in front of your face you can hardly see. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes how the light of the moon gives succulence, which is also rasam, to the vegetables. Kama visya bhutani dharayami aham ojasa pushnami choshadi sarva somo bhutva rasatmakaha. Rasa. Rasatmakaha. The moon is made up of rasa. So Prabhupada would say, how can they say it's only made of dust? It's giving. Then in the Vedas, the Now this pranava sarva vedeshu, the essential principle in the Vedas is the sound Om. This is a very deep topic. How Vedic sound is eternally existing. I think Banu Maharaj must have explained this to you sometime. He studied all these things very deeply. I was told last time he gave some lecture on the difference between prana and the other kind of vayus within the body. Was it? Alright, somewhere else. But anyway, very deep understanding. So this Vedic sound, it is always vibrating. It is eternal, aparushaya. So those who are rishis, meaning of rishi is one who can perceive the Vedic sound. That's why that's translated into English as seer, because they can see the Vedic sound. That's the original meaning of the word rishi.
Rishi.
Just like electricity is everywhere, those who know the art, they can tap into that and make use of it. So the mool, basic vibration is that of Omkar. It's a very deep topic. But the point is that the essence of all the Vedic sounds is Om. And then within ether, the essence of the ether element is that it transfers sound. And Paurushandrashu, ability in man. Man is different from an animal. By his ability. That's one way of looking at it. That's one perspective. That from the spiritual point of view, it's the difference between human and being an animal is defined as dharmo hitesham adhiko visesham. That the human being has the ability to understand dharma over and above ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha. So from the standpoint of consciousness, a human being is only differentiated from an animal if he inquires atato brahma jignyasa, if he inquires into the absolute truth, or at least follows the principles of anashram dharma in karma kanda section. Yeah, civilized human life begins with varnashram, which begins with karma kanda. But Vedanta Sutra begins atato brahma jignyasa. Now in the human form of life you have the opportunity to go beyond karma kanda, which is concerned with ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitun in a more civilized manner. So, from one perspective, or from the general perspective, that we as aspiring spiritualists are trained to see in. Human life is only distinguished from animal life by development of consciousness. But nevertheless, as suggested by here, there is a difference between a human being and animal in terms of ability. That's why sometimes people, they become surprised when you say that it's like an animal civilization. They know you have cars and computers and space rockets, so animals can't produce that. That's true. There must be some word for rocket in Sanskrit, because it's an ancient thing also. But we don't. Does anyone know the word? No, vimanam. Vimanam is more. It's more high class than a rocket. Rocket is, you know, it's just like this thing they shoot off from Sriharikota. It's the same as a Shiva Kasi firework. It's just, it's not very developed technology, actually. The basic technology is the same. You put a big fire underneath and it shoots up. So this Vimanam is more advanced than the Shiva Kasi firework. Anyway, I'm saying, you can find out, maybe there should be some Sanskrit word for that. Because in ancient Vedic culture, Pataka, you say, like fireworks? Pat is it's Sanskrit. Pata, it's Sanskrit. So Pataka is probably also, they must have been having. Anyway, so man has more ability than the animals, no doubt. So the point that the acharyas teach us is that ability should be used for paramartha, not simply for artha, not for developing money, but for developing our real necessity, which is Bhagavad Bhakti.
నేను ఆచార్య చెప్తున్నారు, మనం ఆ సామర్థ్యాన్ని పరమార్థం కోసం ఉపయోగించాలి, అర్థం కోసం కాదు, ధనం సంపాదించాలని ఉపయోగించకుండా దాన్ని మనం పరమార్థం కోసం ఉపయోగించాలి. ఆ పరమార్థమే భగవద్భక్తి.
When we think in terms of artha as money and economic development, then artha is always mixed up with ahara nidra bhaya maitun.
ఎప్పుడైతే మనం అర్థం కోసం ప్రయత్నిస్తూ ధన కోసం ఆర్థిక అభివృద్ధి కోసం ప్రయత్నిస్తుంటామో,
but paramartha means to become detached from dharma, artha, karma, moksha, and to become attached to the path of getting free from ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitun. So human ability should be used for the highest purpose. But whatever ability is there, Krishna is pointing out, that comes from Him only. We praise the great scientists, what great discoveries they have made. We think it's new, there's never been any such thing in human society before. But it's all been here before. The cycle of ages is there. Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, Kali. And in Kali Yuga, people become more machine oriented. In Shastra, it's stated that Yantra Vidya, technology, that is for the demons. High class people, for one thing, they don't require so many machines for sense gratification. And whatever they need, they just like they don't use some space rocket. They have vimana powered by mantra, so they do it with a higher technology. Just like Balaram, when he killed, of course Balaram can do just by his wish, but when he killed Roma Harsha and Suta, he didn't pull out a machine gun and fill him with bullets. But he just put a piece of grass and with just touched it and like that. Similarly, the Brahmanas, when they, as a political necessity for the benefit of society, they had to kill King Vena, they did so by sound only, by vibrating hum in a certain manner, and he was killed. The yagyas, fire, Agnihotra yagya, that yagya should be performed by a proper brahmana who has got mantra siddhi. So you'll see at the beginning of the yagya whether they're suitable brahmanas or not, because they won't bring matches. They'll just invoke Agni Dev and he will come. By mantra they will invoke him, he will come, that's all. So that's more advanced technology. People, they can't do that nowadays because they have no Tej comes from tapasya and from purity and tapasya. But by having more and more machines, we have less and less tapasya. And then we need more and more machines because we can't tolerate a little bit too hot, we have to have air conditioning, a little bit too cold, we have to have heating, and like this. We can't tolerate any tapasya at all. But we don't see how much tapasya we have to go through to get those machines. Someone has to go inside the earth and dig up some iron ore and make some big factory, and then people are working so hard just to get some money. So that is ugra karma, that is horrible work. Therefore, Rishabhdev recommended Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Sattvam Yasma Shudyad Yasmat Brahma Sokyam Tvananta. Accept that kind of divine austerity which will lead to eternal life, spiritual life, eternal happiness. So here are given some examples of how we can perceive Krishna in everyday life.
ప్రతిరోజు కూడా మనం కృష్ణుని ఎట్లా దర్శించవచ్చు అని చెప్పి.
Everyone drinks water.
ప్రతి ఒక్కరూ నీళ్ళు తాగుతారు.
Although some devotees from, who is that? Someone from, they're telling me their grandfather in Serbia. He's from Vojvodina, where that's a wine producing area. So he told me he never drank water, he only drank wine. Because it's cheap, they make it home. The water is not so good because frogs come.
భక్తులు చెప్పాడు వాళ్ళ యొక్క తాతయ్య గారి ఊళ్ళో వాయు పట్టినటువంటి ఊళ్ళో అక్కడ నీళ్లు ఉత్పత్తి కావాలన్నమాట. అక్కడ అంతా కూడా ఈ మద్యం ఉత్పత్తి అవుతుంటుంది. ఎందుకంటే ఆయన నీరు బాగుంది, నీళ్ళలో కూడా కప్పలు అవి ఉంటాయి. అందుకని ఆయన నీళ్ళ తాగలేదు, ఎప్పుడు మద్యమే సేవిస్తుండేవాడు.
But they make the wine by, they get all the grapes and then they walk on their bare feet on it, right, and press all the juice out. That's the traditional system of making. In your country also, in France they do like that. All the people come and press it with their feet and then they make wine and so. Anyway, it's impure, but then it becomes double impure by the feet. So this is a general knowledge class. You just learned some of the details of making wine. But actually that is the topic of this, the verse, how we can see Krishna in everything which even doesn't seem related to Krishna.
కానీ ఈ రోజు ఉన్నటువంటి అంశం అదే అనమాట. మనం గైడ్ చూసేదానికి కృష్ణుతో సంబంధం లేనటువంటి వస్తువులు కూడా కృష్ణుడు మనం ఎట్లా దర్శించాలనేటువంటి ఈ రోజు అంశం వివరిస్తుంది.
బట్ వైన్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో వన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ అండ్ ద కంటెంట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఎగ్జామిన్ ఇట్స్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ద వైన్ సే మేబీ అప్రాక్సిమేట్లీ 20% ఆల్కహాల్ అండ్ దెన్ 70% వాటర్ అండ్ దెన్ సమ్ షుగర్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఎగ్జామిన్ ది chemical composition, it's still mostly water.
ఇది మధ్యవర్తనది కూడా అది కూడా ఒక రకమైన ద్రవం నీరు అన్నమాట. ఎందుకంటే అందులో ఉన్నటువంటి మూలకాల శాతం చూసినట్లయితే అందులో ఒక 20% శాతకాలు ఉంటుంది, 70% నీరు ఉంటుంది, ఇంకో 10% ఈ యొక్క టీతో.
And as Prabhupada explained that people who are drinking wine, they think this taste is very nice. We don't recommend it. But then the wine drinkers, they say, they feel it's very nice. That's why they drink it. It's called lower taste, not higher taste.
Prabhupada చెప్తున్నారు, మద్యం సేవించేటువంటి వాళ్ళు చెప్తుంటారు ఈ మద్యం చాలా బాగుంది తాగేదని చెప్పేసి. మనం దాన్ని నిర్దేశించము, నిజానికి అర్థమైనటువంటి విషయం.
So Prabhupada said that this knowledge is so practical that even a wine drinker can begin to be Krishna conscious.
ప్రభుత్వ చెప్తున్నారు ఈ జ్ఞానం ఎంత అభ్యాసపూర్వకంగా ఉన్నది అని అంటే చివరికి మద్యం సేవించేటువంటి వాడు కూడా అతను కూడా కృషి చేయడానికి ప్రారంభించవచ్చు.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ది టు బి మద్య సేవి ఇస్ నాట్ అ వెరీ హై లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ సిన్ఫుల్.
ఇది మద్యం సేవించేటువంటి వ్యక్తి ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి పాపాలపూర్ స్థాయిలో ఉన్నట్టు కాదు.
But Prabhupada said, even if the wine drinker, when he's drinking wine, he thinks his taste is very nice, this taste is Krishna. Because Krishna is the taste in water. So Prabhupada said, one day he'll become a great devotee.
Prabhupada said, మద్యాన్ని సేవించేటువంటి వ్యక్తి మద్యాన్ని సేవిస్తున్నప్పుడు ఈ మద్యం చాలా రుచిగా ఉంది, చాలా బాగుంది అని చెప్పినప్పుడు అందులో అతను రుచిగా ఉందనుకుంటే ఆ రుచి కృష్ణుడే కాబట్టి ఆ విధంగా అందులో ఒక రోజుకి.
Of course, Prabhupada didn't go all over the world preaching to people to drink wine and think that this is the taste of Krishna. He preached to people to chant Hare Krishna. If you think this taste of wine is Krishna, one day you may become a great devotee. But if you chant Hare Krishna, it will be a much quicker day. The day will come much sooner.
ఈ మధ్య సేవ చేసిన వ్యక్తులు వాళ్ళు ఈ మధ్యలో నుండి రుచి కృష్ణుడు అని చెప్పి తెలుసుకుంటే ఎప్పుడో ఒక రోజు భక్తులు అవుతారు, కానీ మనం హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రం చెప్పిస్తే వెంటనే భక్తులు అవుతారు.
So the Madhya Sevi or Jiva Sevi, the servant of his own tongue, he has to progress from being Madhya Sevi to Krishna Sevi by giving up Madhya Seva.
And evaraithe madhyana sevistundaro, evaraithe jeevalni untu untaro, atadu vallu naligiki dasulu, vallu Krishna dasulu aithe gaani aa madhya dasulu anatundi sthayi vidichipettagalaru.
He has a long way to go.
Adanu vellalsinatundi aa margam chala
because Madhya Seva is not even Madhya Seva, it's Nimna Seva. We have to do the Uttam Seva, which is Krishna Seva. But anyway, Prabhupada's showing how, or Krishna's showing, Prabhupada is explaining how everyone at any stage can begin to become Krishna conscious at some level. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he took sannyas, sometimes he used to wander throughout Navadvip to all the different areas.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas iskokunnappudu ayina konnisarlu నవద్వీప్ ప్రదేశం అంతా కూడా తిరుగుతుండేవాళ్ళు.
సో వన్ టైమ్ హీ వాస్ వండరింగ్ అండ్ ది హీ కేమ్ టు ది ఏరియా ఆఫ్ ద వైన్ డ్రింకర్స్.
ఆ విధంగా ఆయన నవద్వీప్ అంతా కూడా తిరుగుతున్నారు. ఒకసారి ఈ మద్య సేవ చేయడానికి వ్యక్తులు దగ్గరికి వచ్చారు.
హిస్ అసోసియేట్స్ టోల్డ్ డోంట్ గో దేర్, దట్స్ నాట్ గుడ్.
ఈయన సహచరులు చెప్పారు మీరు అటు వెళ్ళొద్దు మంచిది కాదు వాళ్ళని.
డోంట్ గో ఇన్ దట్ హౌస్, దట్స్ సూరబారి place of drinking wine.
Abu mir cheppara anamata meer dayachesi adu velladu akada anta kuda aa intlo madhyam sevinchina vyaktulu unnaru anji.
But as it happened, by hearing Mahaprabhu's kirtan, all the drunkards came out to see what was going on.
Kani idi jarigindi Mahaprabhu ipudu kirtan chestunnaru akada vellaro ventane lokalo unnatundi madhyam sevinchina vallandaru kuda bayataku vachari em jarugutundo chuddam anji.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, you chant Hare Krishna. So they all chanted Hare Krishna. And they appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing. They were imitated.
వాళ్ళంతా కూడా తూగుతూ హరే కృష్ణ అని చెప్పి చైతన్య మహాప్రభు యొక్క నృత్యాన్ని చూసి వాళ్ళు మెచ్చుకున్నారు. వాళ్ళు కూడా దాన్ని అనిపించడానికి ప్రయత్నించారు.
Generally, all over the world, whenever our devotees go out for doing Harinam, Sankirtan, somehow all the local drunkards find out and they come and join in.
ఈ ప్రపంచవ్యాప్తంగా మన హరినామ సంకీర్తన చేసిన భక్తులు ఎప్పుడు బయటకు వెళ్ళినా కానీ సాధారణంగా జరుగుతుంటుంది అనమాట. ఇది ఈ మధ్య చేసే వాళ్ళు ఎవరైనా తాగుబోతులున్నారో వాళ్ళంతా ఎట్లా కూడా తెలుసుకుంటారు ఆ కీర్తన తెలుసుకుని అక్కడ కొంచెం మొదలు పడి.
Is it in Croatia also? Everywhere. They always. Maybe because people who are not drunk, they have some kind of mental restriction or something like that. But when you're drunk, you have no consciousness and you just... So better to join in kirtan without being drunk. It's not recommended. It's not that you have to get drunk first and then chant Hare Krishna.
అని దీని అర్థం వచ్చేసి మద్యం సేవించి కేతలో గ్రామాలు కాదు, మద్యం సేవించుకున్న కేతలో మంచి కేతలో పాటు చాలా మంచిది.
We should not be confused about this. We shouldn't think that Bhakti Vikas Swami came to Tirupati and recommended everyone to get drunk. I'm not saying that.
దీని గురించి మనం ఏమీ ఐఎంఎస్ లో పడాల్సిన అవసరం లేదు, మహారాజ్ చెప్తున్నారు కదా అని చెప్పేసి ఎక్కడ కూడా నిర్దేశించబడలేదు, మహారాజ్ కూడా చెప్పడం లేదని మద్యం సేవించుకున్న కేతలో పాల్గొంటేనే మంచిది.
If we're not very clear in understanding what Krishna is teaching, we can become confused. This, what Prabhupada said, the wine drinker, he can become a great devotee one day. This is published in Teachings of Queen Kunti.
మనం అనుకోవచ్చు అనమాట. ప్రభుపాద గారు ఏంటి ఏదైనా చెప్తున్నారు, కాకపోతే కూడా ఒక రోజు నాకు ఇష్టభక్తులు అవుతాడు అని చెప్పేసి అది
So that book was made, I think, at least 10 years after Prabhupada disappeared, on Prabhupada's order, based on his lectures on that series of shlokas. Actually, three times Prabhupada gave a series of lectures on those verses. He liked those verses very much. So I remember when that tape first became available of this lecture, because in those days Prabhupada was speaking and then they'd make the tape and then they'd become available. There's this Walkman with the tape, cassette tape, that was just like a new high technology thing at the time. So a few devotees had these and they would listen. And we didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness and Prabhupada was just teaching to us.
మహారాజ్ చెప్తున్నారు మాకు కృష్ణ చైతన్య గురించి అంత ఏమి తెలియదు, ప్రభుపాద గారు అప్పుడే మాకు బోధిస్తున్నారు.
So that tape came out. I remember one devotee, he was very confused when he heard it. He said, well, does that mean I should become a wine drinker? Or what is that?
Sir, bhaktulu aa tape vinnaru, Prabhupada garu upadesham vinnaru. Appudu atanu koncham ayyamai sthitilo paddadu. Identi deeni artham, nenu emo ippudu kaalmochana kavala enti ani.
So it is possible to misunderstand if we ourselves have crooked intelligence.
Manaki enti nepoyindante vagar buddhi undi anukondi.
It's always possible to interpret according to our own desire. Just like there's one story, one Muslim, he stopped coming to the mosque. And all and after some time the local mullah came and said, why aren't you coming to the mosque? And he said, well, I got this book, it's written by a great spiritual leader of the Muslim. It says right here, one should never go to the mosque. This was just at the end of one page. It was written like that. So the mullah turned over the page and he said, without first washing your hands and legs.
వెంటనే ముల్లా ఏం చేశాడంటే పేజీ చివరి రాస్తుంది మసీదికి పోరాదు అని చెప్పేసి పేజీ తిప్పి చూపించాడు చేతులు కాళ్ళు కడుక్కోకుండా అని.
So he only read that far and he closed the book and said, okay, that's great, no more going to the mosque.
ఇతనే చేశాడు వ్యక్తి పేజ్ చివరిలో ఉన్నటువంటి మసీదికి వెళ్ళరాదు అనేటువంటి ఆ పదాన్ని చూసి పుస్తకాన్ని మూసేసి ఇంకా నిర్ణయం చేసుకున్నాడు మసీదికి వెళ్ళడం.
So we might hear, Prabhupada said, even the wine drinker, if he thinks the taste is Krishna, can become a great devotee, think, oh, okay, let's go to the wine shop. And actually after hearing that, you should go to the wine shop. And bring Bhagavad Gita as it is and distribute it there. And then the wine drinkers can begin to understand how to become Krishna conscious. Actually, this Bhagavad Gita gives all practical advice. Very practical. How we can see Krishna.
ఎంతో ఆశ్చర్యమైనట్టుగా ఎట్లా మనం కృష్ణుడు చూడగలం.
Down to earth instruction. That means basic day-to-day practical instruction. It's very good that we daily read at least a little from Bhagavad Gita. Of course we have so many other things to read. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, very high philosophy. But for our basic guidance in Krishna consciousness, our basic problem is the same as Arjuna. We're in ignorance. So just how to understand everything very clearly and very practically and apply it in our day-to-day lives so we can be Krishna conscious. That we will get more than any other book from Bhagavad Gita as it is. We may have so many different problems and this and that, but which are produced in the mind. But when we understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, everything becomes clear. Or sometimes we become like start thinking very deeply about some kind of abstruse that you can translate as sukshma philosophy. Some very deep, complex question. How the primordial sound is present everywhere. I was just talking about that. It's a very deep understanding. And there's one. Based on this understanding, there's so much philosophical discussion about what is the nature of sound and how sound becomes different objects, and it's all very complex. There are different philosophers who argue in various ways that actually there's nothing but sound and everything else is just imagined. So many complex philosophical understandings. So sometimes we get lost in the world of philosophy. But actually philosophy it's not meant to be just some mental exercise, but it's meant to be something practical to guide us to the goal of life, which is Krishna consciousness. So philosophy is called darshan, that means how we can see. In English there's a saying, you can't see the wood for the trees. You're so busy looking at the individual trees and what kind of tree this is and what kind of bark it has and what kind of insects are on it, and you don't realize that what is the nature of the forest. So we may become so much concerned with some abstruse philosophical point and forget the real philosophy is that we're supposed to surrender to Krishna. The day before, yet again, a devotee brought to me the question, how did we fall from Vaikuntha?
నిన్నగా మొన్న ఒక భక్తుడు మహారాజ్ గారికి ప్రశ్న తీసుకొచ్చారు, ఎట్లా మనం ఆ వైపు నుంచి పడిపోయాము?
So I explained that, but I also said that Prabhupada, when he was asked this, he usually said that, gave the example that when you're drowning in the ocean, your real concern is how to get out, not to try to find out how you got there. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't go deeply into philosophy, we should. But we should keep everything in the proper perspective. Not to simply to become philosophical word jugglers. But to understand, always keep the basics in mind that we are eternal spirit souls, servants of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, regular study of Bhagavad Gita as it is helps to keep us grounded. That means on the, not just head spinning in the clouds. You have some saying like that in Telugu? There must be some saying like that.
In Kannada there is saying, Gali Bubra. Gali Bubra. Gali Bubra.
That means bookworm.
Bookworm.
Yeah.
Bookworm.
Yeah, in Bengali also. Boy poker. But this is a different saying, to have your head in the clouds.
Gali Bubra. Gali Bubra. Gali Bubra.
Yeah. Similar, yeah. Yeah, you're just thinking about, you know, some very complex, subtle philosophy, and then, you know, you don't even consider the very basic practical things. So Prabhupada was perfect in so many ways. One way was that he knew all the intricacies of all the different philosophies and presented that, same time very practical in teaching, in preaching, in acting, everything. One time Prabhupada landed at Hyderabad airport and a newspaper reported asked him, are you a Dvaitavadi or Advaitavadi? And Prabhupada said, what does that matter to you? There hasn't been rain here for 2 years. Anadvavanti bhutani parjanyadana sambhava. Why don't you consider this? That's your real problem, is not dvaitavad, advaitavad. You don't have any rain. Chant Hare Krishna, you'll get rain. Yagyad bhavati parjanyo. And actually that happened. Prabhupada started doing his Pandal Kirtan and lecture program. After 2 years, rain came to Hyderabad by Yagya. So, practical. Sometimes also we may become very concerned with the higher rasas of Krishna consciousness. What are Lalita and the gopis doing and all this kind of thing.
Krishna
So that's also, yes, this is our upasya, this is our goal of worship, to serve Radha Madhava in the kunjas. He is Kunja Bihari, he is Gopijana Vallabha. That is the goal of our service. But we should also know that Radha Krishna have come combined as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by serving this form of Radha Krishna, by preaching the Sankirtan movement, then that is the way that we can approach Radha Krishna. So imagining ourselves to be a gopi will not please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is will. So that's a better way to worship Radha Krishna and the gopis, is to distribute Prabhupada's books. It's not that we're saying against Rasa Katha and all, but we should keep the highest goal in mind and understand how to practically serve the Lord in this world. Yes, we are very interested to attain the qualification to become Gopi Bharta, Gopi Bharta Parakamalayo Dasudas Anudasaha, the servant of the lotus, servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is the husband of the gopis. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita punya rashi tata tato sarpati vidya kasmat radha padam bhoja sudhena rashi. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, who is Tunga Vidya Sakhi, one of the Ashta Sakhis who's coming here, he has stated how to attain Radha Bhava, or love for Radha. He has stated that Yata Yata Gora Padar, wherever there is devotional service at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then, automatically, the flood of nectar of Radha's bhakti to Radha, that will automatically follow. They'll become manifested within the heart. So that is very practical, how to understand Krishna in Vrindavan. One of the devotees who helped Srila Prabhupada very much in the early days of establishing the movement was Gurudas Prabhu. Gurudas. He was one of the first devotees who Prabhupada sent to start preaching in London, which was done very successfully. And afterwards Prabhupada sent him to Vrindavan to help establish the now famous Krishna Balaram temple there. So he was overseeing the construction of that temple, which was, everything in India was much more difficult in those days.
అప్పుడు ఆ రోజుల్లో భారతదేశంలో మట్టి కూడా ఎంతో కష్టంగా ఉంది.
What kind of cement are you using here? BLR white or what is it? There's so many different brands you can choose. Okay, but in those days there weren't any brands because there was restricted production and the government had it on quota only. Ration, yeah. Everything was, sugar was rationed and cement was rationed, everything rationed. Milk you couldn't get. Except in Bangalore. Milk wasn't available. So many things. So many shortages. So Gurudas was overseeing the construction of this temple, and then he went, one time he went to meet Prabhupada in Delhi. He hadn't met Prabhupada in Vrindavan before this. So Prabhupada flew into Delhi and he went to meet him. So they were driving in the taxi from Delhi to Vrindavan. And Gurudas Prabhu was thinking, this is wonderful. I'm with the most wonderful spiritual master going to the most wonderful place, Vrindavan. What could be better than that? And he was waiting for Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sitting in the car quietly, not saying anything. He was waiting for Prabhupada to say something. And he was thinking, you know, Prabhupada's going to talk something about Vrindavan and Vrindavan Leela and all this kind of thing. So after some time, Prabhupada said something. Prabhupada said, cement.
Cement.
We have to get cement. Prabhupada was thinking how to serve Radha and Krishna by building their temple. That was his Raja Bhav. Prabhupada, he took his disciples on parikrama once, I think, but he was concerned how to establish that temple for preaching Krishna consciousness. He wanted that temple for preaching. He said the devotees staying there, they should be just like this Goswamis, six Goswamis. So ideal that everyone will notice and take it and follow them. So that's an example of how Prabhupada, who came from Golok Vrindavan and preached the glories of Vrindavan everywhere, how he's so much practical in his preaching of Krishna consciousness. And mostly Prabhupada, he preached on the basic principles of Bhagavad Gita. I remember once I saw a letter, some young lady devotee had written to Jayadvaita Swami, please bless me so that I can understand the loving dealings of Radha and Krishna. And he wrote back to her and said, read Bhagavad Gita as it is every day.
ఈ యొక్క అవగాహన శక్తిని నాకు ప్రసాదించండి, అలాగే ఆశీర్వదించండి అని చెప్పి ఆ యువతి ఉత్తరం రాగానే ప్రభు జయదత్ మహారాజు వెంటనే
Practical. Realistic. Rasoham. Krishna. Raso Vaisaha. The Ved says that He, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is full of rasa. So that also from this verse we can take this verse how to understand Krishna as the taste of water, and we can also go from this verse right up into higher Rajaras. So this understanding is applicable at all levels of Krishna consciousness. I've spoken at the, what we can say, the practical level of, from most of us, how we can understand Krishna everywhere, in everything. That is the beginning of our Krishna consciousness. That will be very helpful for us if by studying Shastra and these examples we can understand how to see Krishna everywhere and in everything. Just like Prabhupada explained once during World War II, he was sitting in his house in Calcutta. He was just about to take prasadam and the bomb started dropping. And they were calling, come to the shelter, air raid shelter. You know what that is, air raid shelter? They build something underground. In the houses in England, we used to have leftover from World War II. When they stop bombing, you go underground. You had? You had also? So Prabhupada explained that I didn't go. He said, first I'll take prasadam. He said, I saw the bombs, that is also Krishna in another form. So if Krishna wants to deal with me in the form of a bomb, all right. That's Krishna consciousness, isn't it? And then bombs flying around and you think, this is Krishna. Yomam pashyati sarvatra savam chamayi pashyati tasyaham napranasyami sachame napranasyati. To see Krishna everywhere, in all places, in everything. Anyone who sees like that, they are never bereft of Krishna. And Krishna also never forgets such a person. So please go on distributing this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Vijay Prabhu, who is great world leader of book distribution, he has noted that he talks with devotees, how they came to Krishna consciousness. So many of them said, by reading Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we might think it's very difficult, people may not understand, but it's making devotees. These books have their own potency which we can't understand. So please go on distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is and all the other books.
భగవద్గీత ఏదాది కానీ ఇంకా ఇతర పుస్తకాలన్నింటినీ.
హరే కృష్ణ. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్? No question? Then, I have only one more thing to say. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.